Well, it's clap as well.
No, 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 it's just the one clap. I can line up our two tracks normally because it's recording at the same time.
It's like
but it's the clap for that and
right,
at least one so I can see the spikes to line the video up.
So when Karen said in the thing, in the Christmas one about clapping, I was like, who claps? Who does any of this stuff?
Because we don't video normally. If we video more, I'd use the clapper board.
Oh, okay.
But there is a reason. See, it's just to line up the video. Yeah. Our two bits will line up because they're recorded at exactly the same time, so it doesn't matter. But to line up with the video, hi everyone on the video.
Hi.
Yeah. Anyway.
This is the hat I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the hat from MegaCon. This is the hat, the one I thought was for kids.
Oops.
Oops, it's on
There's
my
no
head.
Way it was for kids.
So, we didn't do this last time.
We
nearly
didn't.
Said last week. I was so close saying last week. Because basically, I poo-pooed it because I didn't think I was well enough.
You'd only just got over being sick, which is fair enough. And
we got sent these, if they can see that on the camera. Carolina Reapers we got sent to the post from Matt from Alpine Cathedral.
Allegedly the hottest chili peppers that are out there.
Well, I think there are hotter now. I only go in by because I watch that Hot Ones.
Oh, okay,
and sometimes
they
have that Chili Klaus and the main guy, I can't remember his name, on. And I think they do have hotter ones than this now. But this will be the hottest thing I've ever eaten in my life, without a shadow of doubt.
It's going to be the hottest thing I've ever eaten.
So, there are rules. And on my way here, I was asking Matt exactly what rules he wanted us to follow.
But okay.
I think pretty much we're going to see, we're only having one. And we're just going to start chewing on it and see if you can make it to 10 seconds before you swallow it. But I don't really care. But at least we have to chew it.
Okay.
For a few bites. And then as soon as it's in your gob, the timer will start for a minute. And we're going to see if we can go for a minute before we touch the milk and bread that you've got.
So
you said that bread's good.
Yeah, apparently bread is good. And I've only learned that through one of the shows that Kay watches. Just Add Magic, which was a terrible prime kids TV series about three girls that discover magic's real and they accidentally make a really hot chili, and apparently bread is what you're meant to eat to take away the burn, not liquid. So if it works, it works. I will wait and see on that. But I'm not a heat person. I am a medium Nando's person. That's my level of heat, and I'm happy with that. Anything more, I struggle. Big time.
I like spicy stuff. I know I will not like this.
Yeah.
Liking spicy things and eating a pepper are two different things
entirely. I'm one of these people, if I go to a curry house and say, I would like a spicy curry, I mean, I want it to be flavorful and deep and tasty. I'm not the person that's going to into a curry house and say, I want the spiciest curry you do, as in, I want you to make me sweat curry and cry pain.
Here's a hot take that I have on curry house in this country. They're shit. You want to go to a South Indian, like a Sri Lankan style curry
right,
house,
okay.
Because when you, and get vegetarian ones. You've got to be specific. All the meat ones, if you go to this is my opinion, if you go to a normal curry house, let's just say there's one in the old town, that's a standard Indian curry that everyone will know.
Yeah, okay.
And get a spicy curry and get a meat one. All the money of the dish is going on the meat, in my opinion.
Yes.
If you actually just decide, don't have meat curries anymore, get vegetarian curries of different spice levels and just see how much nicer vegetarian curries are than meat.
I am going to take you to the curry house I found in Potter's Bar that I took my team, my department, to for our Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I think you might eat your words. I only think that. So they've been nominated for God knows how many awards across the UK and Hearts. But you genuinely get the feeling that when you go in there, it is about the food. It's not about what most, it's terrible to say, the average drunk Brit wants of a curry.
Yeah.
So this place, other than the fact you walked in, the smell hit you straight away and it just took you away to a completely different place. It was just glorious. But the quality of food, the flavour, I had butter lamb.
Yep.
And oh my God, it just immediately, as soon as it touched my tongue, not only did the meat melt, but the flavours just erupted in so many different ways.
Interesting which part of India that place is saying its food's from. Because that's the point I'm making.
Okay, interesting.
The Cochin in the old town.
Yeah.
It's a South Indian restaurant. and their food is fantastic. There used to be one. It didn't survive COVID, unfortunately, and it was called Patak Healthy Indian. Again, it was a South Indian style restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
And that had some of the best curries I've had outside of when I was on holiday and we were in the Maldives, and the Indian food that they have there, being basically Sri Lanka, was the closest I've ever had to that, you know.
So here you go. So the restaurant that I had is called Tamarind.
Yeah.
Located in Potter's Bar, we are a home-style, family-run Indian restaurant that showcases the vibrant, bold flavours of the subcontinent with combinations of dishes from India, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
So, okay, so it fits with what you're going with then. So you, that's interesting.
That buttered lamb kind of sounds like.
So they've got all what you would imagine on a curry house. They've got an entire menu and it's jam-packed. I mean, the naan breads, for example, has its own page of just naan breads, all different types. But what I really liked was they had the meat page and you could choose your meat. And then they listed all the different types of curry you could have with those meats. So it also just wasn't, oh, there's a chicken madras here, there's a lamb Rogan Josh here. It's like, you want lamb, if you choose lamb, we can do these curries with lamb.
Yeah.
And it was so in-depth, you could have your choice, which is what I really liked, because I'm a very picky eater. The thing that I'm really worried about these is I don't like veg. And it's not necessarily because of the flavour of veg. For example, or fruit. Strawberry. I like the flavour of strawberry. I hate the texture.
The textures you don't like.
And I'm looking at those and they're dry and all I can imagine is it's going to be like chewing on leaves, which is going to be like salad and stuff like that, and the texture is freaking me out right now.
So are we going to do it together at the same time?
We are doing it together.
And try and have a conversation?
We'll try and have a conversation, absolutely. We're recording this on video, so you'll see it on YouTube. And for the podcast listeners, we're very sorry for the potential grunting that's coming your way.
Yeah, this is mukbang territory, and I hate that shit.
It is horrible, that shit.
Okay, so
we've got our glove on. We're doing our best Michael Jackson impression.
Yeah, and this is pre-recorded. This isn't at the same time as the rest of the other podcasts.
We didn't want to ruin the episode by making it painful, so we're doing this separately, and we're already at 8 minutes.
For fuck's sake. Okay, so have I explained what we're doing? We're going to try chew it
for up to 10 seconds.
If we can.
And then we've got to hold it in our mouth for a minute before
we can swallow it
after that, but then up to a minute before we touch anything.
All right, so let's pop it open.
Yeah, give it a sniff. I'm guessing.
No, I don't want to huff it.
You don't want to sniff it?
I don't think I want to huff it, because that'll... Oh, shall I huff it?
Oh, I'll give it a sniff.
Go on.
Oh, they're horrible. They look like little hearts.
Oh, have you not really looked at it?
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, I think they're going to taste gross.
Oh, that's going to taste horrible, isn't it?
Now, Matt's not here to know. Do I want a dark one or a light one? Oh, that one's big. There's a small one. Do you want a small one? That's a pretty small one.
I'm actually looking around for a bin bag just in case.
Well, you've got your bin there.
Yeah, I might just move that.
I'm thinking I'll puke into my headphone case.
If either of us are going to puke, I will throw the bin our way, your way.
The camera was going to get knocked over. We've got a camera in front of us.
You've just seen, I'm genuinely moving the bin if you're watching the YouTube. I'm genuinely that concerned about this. First. I'm just going to go one from the top. Oh, actually, that felt...
I put it to the top. It's the small. I put it to the top.
That one felt like a safe one, actually. It's not too big. It looks like a tumour.
This one's about the same size as yours. It's flat. Okay, so... Should I do a countdown? 5 seconds? And then I'll press play and just got to go.
Okay. So hang on. Are we doing just 1 minute, 10 seconds, or just
one minute in total. The first 10 seconds before we can swallow it. If you can, I don't think I'm going to last. I think I'm going to try and swallow it.
I think I'm going to probably struggle swallowing it because it's so... I'm just going to wet my mouth up a little bit because I think it's just a... It just feels so dry.
I'm generally a bit nervous. I've never done anything like this before.
No, I
did
not
like that sour thing at all. And this isn't an invitation to anybody to do this to us again. I don't like this shit.
No.
We're only doing it because it's Matt that sent it.
Exactly. He is a friend of the show, and we will always do... do something once.
Yeah, don't, because we can open ourselves up to other people here.
Yeah.
And not doing this for anyone again.
We're not Cheap Show. Send that shit to Cheap Show.
Yeah, we'll send the rest of this fucking shit to Cheap Show.
Go on, count us down 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, one.
Oh, it tastes shit. Oh, shit.
Okay, you can swallow it.
I can't swallow it. It's so dry.
Mine's gone. Okay, what am I feeling? Now I've swallowed it. It's heat coming to the back of my mouth.
Oh, shit. Oh.
My tongue is hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when you have a jalapeno and you swallow a little seed
for
30 seconds?
I don't like this.
That is over the entirety of my mouth.
Oh, my entire throat, my mouth is on fire. I don't like this at all. My teeth feel like they're on fire. Oh, I've got the
hiccups. The gaps have started. I chewed it mostly on one side of my mouth. So,
I've chewed it on both. It's not good.
It's very spicy.
I don't like it.
Okay, you can drink.
Oh, my God. Oh, milk's not helping. Oh, my God.
Okay, my throat is very sore.
Oh.
My tongue hurts.
My tongue really hurts. My nose is running.
Only my right eye is watering.
I don't like this, Rob.
I don't like this, but I'm getting a lot of enjoyment from your pain.
Oh my God. I'm flapping now.
It actually hurts.
Matt, I hate you. Oh, Matt, I really dislike you. I mean, not really, but...
Okay. I made the mistake of chewing it mostly on one side. I have a lot of pain on the left side.
Why would people do this?
I'm so sorry, everyone, for having to listen to this. I'm not looking forward to the second part of this. Okay.
Oh, glasses are off.
Okay. This is still going. 2 minutes now past the 1 minute point.
I'm not in a good place.
Okay, the right side of my mouth now is totally fine. The left side where I chewed it, the back of my throat is very, very sore. It's past spice. So I'm trying to... Everyone really knows what jalapeno tastes like. So imagine that turned up to 11. Times that by 11 and 11 again. Milk helps, but only at the point of time that the milk is touching it.
Yeah.
As soon as the milk swallowed, you want more milk. As soon as the milk is swallowed, it's...
It goes.
It's completely gone.
Why should we do
this? And it hurts again.
The bread is doing nothing.
I need you to stop talking when I take a swig of fucking milk. It's the third time I've nearly spat milk across this whole fucking room. Okay.
It's calming down, but it still hurts.
Okay, 3.5 minutes. Oh, and I just found another bit that was stuck in my tooth. Which I started it again.
The best method... to stop a chili pepper burn in the mouth is cutting the active chemical capsaicin with dairy or acidic liquids.
Oh, get that lilt in then.
Oh, God, yeah. Ooh. It comes back, but have a swig of that. That actually helped a lot more. That's actually, I think, that's neutralised it a bit more than the milk has.
Yeah, that really works. Who would have thought lilt? Wow. Okay, it's now still really painful.
Oh, my tongue really hurts. Is it about right the time that I say I've got something called geographic tongue, which means my tongue is basically just constantly chasms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in the cracks.
Roof of my mouth now hurts.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Have a twig and you stop doing some fucking jig. Stop it.
I can't help it.
We're 5.5 minutes. Matt said he did two of them.
He's a dick, isn't he?
Pardon me.
Look, at the end of it, I will apologise, Matt, but Jesus. Right now, I hate you.
Oh. This isn't going to be very good for the audio section of the podcast.
I'm almost tempted to say, we won't put it on audio. I think we'll leave this as a video.
Put it at the end. Because then there's nothing, like, after the credits, it can be just the audio, if people want to just hear it, but
I'm actually shaking. Oh, God. Ugh, tell me if you need more milk. We've got a fresh 4 pint in the fridge.
I've got more if you want it.
Yes.
So the roof of my mouth on the left side is numb. I'm drinking this milk, and I can only feel the temperature of it on the right-hand side of my mouth.
My throat and my mouth is just sore. No, I'm never doing this again.
My tongue is completely numb on the left side.
Everything is agony at the moment.
I can't feel
my lips are burning as well.
Your glasses have steamed up. It's like you've got little little eyebrows.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm not looking forward to this tomorrow shit.
Oh, look, I've got a message here from him in our Discord chat, and I'm writing, fuck you, Matt. Yeah.
If I have some fucking sort of Homer Simpson-esque nightmare now because of this chili pepper, I'm going to kill him.
The bread's fucking useless. The bread did absolutely nothing for me.
You know, you're right. It's done fuck all for me as well.
Oh, my God. Okay. Right. It's bearable now.
Fuck you. I'm going to call it. I'm going to turn off the recorder. I can't do this.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Matt. Fuck you. See you later.
Bye.